He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week.
Hello.
What's been going on? Has Raven been crazy even though they postponed taxes until May? I feel like this is when he loses his mind over taxes.
I have learned over the years to leave the house when he's preparing taxes. It's all over our dining room table, which is driving me nuts, but I really haven't witnessed any of it, which is great.
Oh, that's good.
She thought that the day that I was working on taxes, going to the vineyard would be a good choice with her girlfriends.
It seems like a fantastic choice.
Yeah.
Stare at you, lose your mind over receipts, or go drink wine with your friends. Yeah, tough call.
Right.
I put in a solid 9 hours on taxes that day, and I'm about an hour or so from being done.
Okay.
And I took it easy this year. Last year, you didn't get to go anywhere or do anything, Anna. So a lot of my questionable deductions, as you might put them, were not able to go ahead and fit in there. I couldn't justify it.
I call them questionable deductions because they're illegal.
Hey, are you a CPA? That's right. Thank you. Nobody is more paranoid about the way I do our taxes than Alicia. And over the last few years, she's softened because now she sees that I'm an ace and me and the CPA, we have a rapport.
You have a CPA and it still takes you 10 hours to prepare.
I guess that's a good point.
Oh, so how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I guess he's been all right. He's been slacking on the yard work. You know, that's typical every year. I just need him to get the lawnmower ready so I could take care of the yard. He hasn't done that yet.
If you're not familiar with the lawnmower, Raven has driven it through the fence several times and he's no longer to ride on it. And now Alicia has to take care of the lawn.
But it's still my duty to care for it and make sure that it's fine. So
yeah,
we
so
change.
You can't reverse it and get it set up for her out of the garage?
No, I'm nearly certain we changed the oil before we put it away. But ever since we blew up our first lawnmower, now we want to be. Well, I mean, I think the hole in the motor arrived when you were driving it, but that's probably because I wasn't allowed to drive
it. The lack of oil. From your maintenance, that's not my fault.
So she's asked me several times whether or not I've changed the oil so far this year. And no, I have not gotten to that over the last few days.
Right. It could possibly have old gas in it that's been sitting there for years. We have no idea. We may need a new lawnmower because, you know, he doesn't write these things down.
We worry about the little things.
Okay.
Last time I took advice from my wife about something we needed to replace, I think I gave away a perfectly good television.
Yeah, Raven, but you drove the thing through the fence 3 times. Maybe you should probably listen to her at this point.
No, the fence only came down 1 time.
Okay.
The other time I just drove through the gate.
All right.
Wait, I'm still stuck on the television. Did you say that we gave away a perfectly good television because of me?
Alicia, I don't know if you've been listening, but all week on the show when we were talking about it, he said that you were the one that encouraged him to give the TV away because you said it was broken. They gave away a TV, and then Raven has giver's remorse because he thinks the TV is fine, but he insists that it's your fault because you said that it's got weird lines on it.
Oh, that's 3 TVs ago that we still had. That one can go. I'm talking about the perfectly good television that we had in the living room where he bought this super fancy one that is just obnoxious. It never works. It's screwed up the internet and the whole house.
Anna, she thinks that the beautiful TV that we have right now is actually a Russian subversive spy that's come to destroy our internet.
This conversation is more nutty than usual today. So on that note, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
He's getting a C, Anna. I can't believe you tried to blame me for the TV. Mm-mm. Nope.